Hi everybody, it's Lenore68. This is the first contribution, really, apart from introducing myself, that I've put on this particular channel, and it's about body language. I'm sorry I haven't had chance to hear all of the boos about it, but I have heard JLLS underscore tribute. I say that slowly because I always get the L's and the S's and the underscores mixed up. And it was very interesting. And he did raise some really interesting points. And I too will share a funny story at the end of this boo, but it doesn't make me cringe. It's just a humorous thing that happened. I do think that as visually impaired or blind people, whatever you may prefer to call yourselves or ourselves, I prefer to call myself blind, we pay too much attention to what we think that other people think of how we are. Because I think what we have a tendency to forget is that sighted people also have body language and they also do things that are unique to themselves. For instance, I've been to loads of presentations. I have to attend loads of presentations being a social worker, and even going back to my school days and university days, you get some presenters who, when they're presenting, they cannot sit still and they will walk up and down the room and present. Now, some may argue that this is because they want to ensure that they're looking at everybody and, you know, observing whether they're listening or not and picking up on whether they're interested. But not all presenters do that. You know, we sit and we're too critical of ourselves. I think what it is because we know as sighted people, blind people, that the sighted can see us all the time, but we're not aware of what they do and how they sit. And I just think that sometimes we can get a little hung up on what other people are thinking. Looking at people, for instance, I try and look at people. I've been told that I do look at people. But when I say look at people, it is impossible for me to look them in the eye because I can't see them. So, you know, I may be looking towards their voice, but you can never guarantee that you're actually looking at them, because we can't as blind people look them in the eye. We can't do that. So I think sometimes we do tend to get a little bit hung up. And yeah, Steve was right. Ray Charles, he may have been a swayer. Stevie Wonder, his head, and everybody. I think if anything, it's the visually impaired people that pick up on that more, because in some ways they feel that it's a direct relation to them as being blind, not because they do it, or I mean, may do it, but you know, they pick it up as a direct link to them and see it as may see it as a criticism to themselves, because you know what people are like. If one blind person rocks, all blind people rock. If one blind person sways, all blind people sways. But I have mentioned to sighted people about Stevie Wonder, and it's actually been me that's brought up his head swaying rather than them. So, you know, how much of an issue is that to the sighted person, or are they just enjoying the music? In fact, I was told by one person that they thought that he did this to feel the music, exactly how Stephen said. You know, a lot of sighted people think that he did this to feel the music. And obviously, you know, because if he did it in interviews, it was something that he did all the time. But a lot of sighted people, you know, they do think that he did it to feel the music. So I do think sometimes that we make body language more of an issue than perhaps it needs to be. I think we, because we're visually impaired or blind, whatever, we tend to pick up on it more and we want to get things exactly right. But come on, If we sat in exactly the right way that you're supposed to, and we did things without any unique differences, we would be robotic. And we're not. It's those unique differences that make us us. I don't know what you think of my contribution. So please feel free to agree or disagree with me. It would be interesting to get some feedback. One funny story just before I go, because I did say that I'd tell you one. I went to listen to somebody speak, and it was a large venue. And I sat on my seat and I heard them speaking, and I faced to the direction of which I thought that they were speaking. Now, first of all, let me just tell you that the seats were situated like there was tables and there were seats. So, you know, I felt that because the voice was coming from a different direction, that I wasn't facing the right way. So I turned and I faced the way that the speaker was coming from, the speaker's voice. And my colleague tapped me on the shoulder and she said, "Ellen, face the speaker. Ellen, you're facing the speaker." And I said, "I know I'm facing the speaker." And she said, "No, Ellen, you're facing the speaker." And I actually was facing the speaker on the wall and giving the speaker on the wall my undivided attention. So I did thank her for telling me, because I'd have probably been the only one facing that direction, and promptly turned the other way. And I think, again, that's what Steve said, that people, sighted people, are frightened to offend if you know, they feel that somebody is not doing something quite in the way that they should be doing it. But to me, I don't class it as being offended. I class it, if anybody tells me, if it makes me aware of something, they're actually being my friend. Because unless somebody points something out, unless it's obvious, and it's the little tiny things that we don't know that we may be doing, unless somebody points it out, we'll never know. That's my contribution. Have a lovely day, and I'll be again real soon. Bye-bye.